Chapter 54. The Bible in bronze, Langdon thought, admiring the beautiful doors before them. Ghiberti's shimmering gates of paradise consisted of 10 square panels, each depicting an important scene from the Old Testament. Ranging from the Garden of Eden to Moses to King Solomon's temple, Ghiberti's sculpted narrative unfolded across 2 vertical columns of 5 panels each. The stunning array of individual scenes had spawned over the centuries something of a popularity contest among artists and art historians, with everyone from Botticelli to modern-day critics arguing their preference for the finest panel. The winner, by general consensus over the centuries, had been Jacob and Esau, the central panel of the left-hand column, chosen allegedly for the impressive number of artistic methods used in its making. Langdon suspected, however, that the actual reason for the panel's dominance was that Ghiberti had chosen it on which to sign his name. A few years earlier, Ignazio Busoni had proudly shown Langdon these doors, sheepishly admitting that after half a millennium of exposure to floods, vandalism, and air pollution, the gilded doors had been quietly swapped out for exact replicas, the originals now safely stored inside the Museo dell'Opera del Duomo for restoration. Langdon politely refrained from telling Busoni that he was well aware of the fact that they were admiring fakes, and that in actuality, these copies were the second set of fake Ghiberti doors Langdon had encountered, the first set quite by accident while he was researching the labyrinths at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, and discovered that replicas of Ghiberti's Gates of Paradise had served as the cathedral's front doors since the mid-20th century. As Langdon stood before Ghiberti's masterpiece, his eye was drawn to the short informational placard mounted nearby, on which a simple phrase in Italian caught his attention, startling him. La peste nera. The phrase meant the Black Death. My God, Langdon thought, it's everywhere I turn. According to the placard, the doors had been commissioned as a votive offering to God, a show of gratitude that Florence had somehow survived the plague. Langdon forced his eyes back to the gates of paradise, while Ignazio's words echoed again in his mind. The gates are open to you, but you must hurry. Despite Ignazio's promise, the gates of paradise were definitely closed, as they always were, except for rare religious holidays. Normally, tourists entered the baptistry from a different side, through the north door. Sienna was on tiptoe beside him, trying to see around the crowd.
There's no door handle, she said. No keyhole, nothing.
True, Langdon thought. Knowing Ghiberti was not about to ruin his masterpiece with something as mundane as a doorknob. The doors swing in. They lock from the inside.
Sienna thought a moment, pursing her lips.
So from out here, nobody would know if the doors were locked or not.
Langdon nodded. I'm hoping that's precisely Ignazio's thinking. He walked a few steps to his right and glanced around the north side of the building to a far less ornate door, the tourist entrance, where a bored-looking docent was smoking a cigarette and rebuffing inquiring tourists by pointing to the sign on the entrance. Apertura, 1300 to 1700 hours. It doesn't open for several hours, Langdon thought, pleased, and nobody has been inside yet. Instinctively, he checked his wristwatch and was again reminded that Mickey Mouse was gone. When he returned to Siena, she had been joined by a group of tourists who were taking photos through the simple iron fence that had been erected several feet in front of the gates of paradise to prevent tourists from getting too close to Ghiberti's masterwork. This protective gate was made of black wrought iron topped with sunray spikes dipped in gold paint and resembled the simple estate fencing that often enclosed suburban homes. Ambiguously, the informational placard describing the gates of paradise had been mounted not on the spectacular bronze doors themselves, but on this very ordinary protective gate. Langdon had heard that the placard's placement sometimes caused confusion among tourists. And sure enough, just then, a chunky woman in a juicy couture sweatsuit pushed through the crowd, glanced at the placard, frowned at the wrought iron gate, and scoffed,
"Gates of paradise? Hell, it looks like my dog fence at home."
Then she toddled off before anyone could explain.